From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Harshan Ratanpal. The Missouri State Board of Education wants to help address a growing mental health crisis among young people. KCUR's Jody Fortino reports.
The State Department of Mental Health told the board that adolescent rates of depression and anxiety in the U.S. doubled between 2010 and 2019. Charlie Shields is president of Missouri's Board of Education. He said he thinks the board has a role in looking out for student mental health, but noted the pushback the board received when it tried to create social-emotional learning standards.
So we have to somehow move away from this idea that this is the one area that we can't be a part of in education.
Community behavioral health organizations across the state are partnering with local districts to provide services, but can't keep up with demand. For KCUR 89.3, I'm Jody Fortino.
The Missouri House has given initial approval to a bill prohibiting water exports without a state permit. The Missouri Independent reports that lawmakers fear as other states struggle with future droughts, they might look to Missouri as a solution. The bill would prioritize in-state water users, and out-of-state proposals would be rejected if they interfere with the uses within Missouri. The bill was initially approved in a vote of 115-25 and needs second approval before it moves to the Missouri Senate, where a similar bill has already passed a committee vote. A bipartisan bill to ban child marriage in Missouri has won initial approval in the state Senate. The Missouri Independent reports the legislation would prohibit issuing a marriage license to anyone younger than 18 under any circumstance. Under current law, 16 and 17-year-olds can get married with parental consent. Marriage between a minor and anyone 21 or older is prohibited. Under the bill passed by the Senate yesterday, Missouri would be joining 10 states that have completely banned child marriage. The legislation needs to receive final approval from the Senate before heading to the House, where a similar bill dealing with child marriage has yet to receive a committee hearing. Some high schools in the city of Columbia are set to implement weapon detection systems in the fall. KOMU News reports the Columbia Public Schools Board of Education voted Monday to add the systems to Battle, Hickman, and Rockbridge high schools. A student group at Hickman called Students for Change has advocated for a weapons detection system for 3 years. Carly Jones is the group's leader.
Fostering a safe school environment is the only way that students are actually able to learn effectively. I know that if I didn't feel safe in school, I wouldn't feel comfortable doing my work. I wouldn't feel focused.
The system will cost the district $261,000, which will be covered by the district's funding for capital projects. I'm Harshan Ratanpal, KBIA News, Columbia.